You were absent for both of the select committees, physically, but you were appeared virtually on both of them. What did you think? For and at select committees, I mean on the petition.
Yes. It's going through its process, and rightly so. Being on screen is absolutely not like being in the room. And the second time, the connection was really poor.
A bit ironic, isn't it?
It is ironic because it wasn't this end. I was 17 miles from the centre of London, and it was absolutely, and most people are aware that the rest of the world isn't this perfection. But nevertheless, I was actually asked by an individual about Starlink, and the individual said, "Whose side are you on?" Which prompted me to think. But may I say that the presentation some time ago I thought was excellent. Very well put together, very professional. Would like to make a few points though. One, that's not the point, as in we know that Starlink works. That was a major part of the presentation. The numbers in the petition, some people question. And the comparisons with the referendum are just for the birds. You can't put the two things together. The whole issue can't be taken too lightly, and it's not being taken lightly. But I would might like to make one point, and that is security. The comment that I have heard on a couple of occasions is that if we get Starlink, everything goes according to some people's plans, that it'll all be fine. And to the question, what if Mr. Musk decides to pull the plug? Some people think, oh, well, that's okay. I've even heard the comment, we can enjoy it while we can. Well, I don't think that's good enough. Don't forget, for those who are interested, Argentina has the second largest deposit of lithium on the planet. And what do you need for electric cars? So there is a security issue to this. I'm 1/8 of the assembly. A decision will be made in due course. And it's a duty, I think it's a duty of any assembly member to do what's in the interests of the majority of people. And that's what I shall be doing.
Sorry, are you saying that you would prefer to keep an exclusive license for communications?
What I'm saying is that the decision will be in favour of the majority, what's in the long-term interests of the Falkland Islands.
And what would you like to see regarding communications, apart
well,
from
the we all the security? Want, what's the big thing we want? Improvement. And the select committee will make a recommendation.
And what do you want to hear from the next select committee? I think it's at the end of the month. Is there anything in particular that you're still kind of unclear of, or anything that you would like to hear more evidence on?
I don't think so. I think what's become apparent is the current exclusive license holder is definitely starting to take things seriously, and so they should, because it is serious.
All right, thank you very much, Emily Birmingham.